rapper Rallo, Terrell Davis, known professionally as Rallo, hip-hop recording artist, signed to rapper Gucci Mane via Interscope Records. Gucci Mane. And Famerica Records is a record label. But let me go to Rallo. I've always known and heard Rallo in positive spaces, doing things in the community. Rallo, thank you for doing the show today. How are you?
How you doing, brother? I'm doing good. I feel like the biggest and the best. I'm happy, smiling ear from ear.
How is it? What's a day like where you're at right now?
I mean, you know, you wake up in the morning, you know. If you got some money, you get on the phone. But I wake up in the morning, I pray. You know, I pray five times a day. I thank God for the lessons and the blessings He put us upon me, and I pray for my family and things of that matter. And, you know, I hop on the phone and I handle my business, like what I'm doing right now.
Rallo, what have you been charged with or accused?
Possession of marijuana with the intent to distribute.
And how much are they saying in this allegation that you possessed?
I mean, in the complaint, they trying to say that it was a lot of marijuana. They saying it was on numerous occasions. What they saying in the media and on the news is what they done the two charges that they say, but you know they seeking more prior events. So, you know, for right now, they got me for four counts, around $4 million worth of marijuana.
On that particular day you were arrested, what happened?
I can't really speak of that events because, you know, it's still a pending investigation. Mm-hmm. So whatever I say, they can use against me in the court of law.
When you were arrested for this, there was another situation, a raid on an apartment complex that you own. So they raided this property connected to you. Do you know what the feds were looking for at the apartment complex?
You know, that was the only raid that y'all seen because it was on national TV or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But they raided all the houses that I own. You know what I'm saying? They raided my mama house. They raided my old lady house. They raided my Pakistan community. They went to numerous of houses, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they was looking for money and things that matter. Anything valuable, you know, they took a bunch of money out of the households and whatnot. They took all my phones, all my jewelry. And, you know, my mama don't have weapons and stuff. They took that also. And my security guard had weapons in Pakistan. They took those. And they just were looking for valuable things, you know. They big on guns, so that's what they were looking for the most.
Wow, so that's something new. Not only did they raid your apartment complex that you own, but basically every other property connected to you in any way, they raided those as well. Did they perform these raids at the exact same time?
Yeah, they hit everybody at the same time, 3 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, they had a whole bunch of law enforcement. So, you know, they just saying $2-3 million on the news, but these folks actually, like, froze a lot of my accounts and things of that matter. And, you know, they impounded all my cars or whatnot. You know, they just show you that they just don't want to see a black brother or nothing.
So as of now, they have frozen your accounts. They've frozen your assets. They've repossessed your belongings, your items.
Yes, sir.
Let me just ask this question. How's your mother living? How's your family living if they were connected to these properties?
I brought my mom's, my manager, which is my best friend, and my kid's mother. I bought all them cars on Christmas or whatnot. You know, I always take care of my people or whatnot. They really attacked everything that they seen me doing for people. Family, you know, the apartment complex, that wasn't for me, you know what I'm saying? That was for the people in the community that they had nowhere to go. I ain't never got paid any rent money or nothing like that. My mama, you know, they ain't take all the properties in there because, you know, that's a long time court. Like, we got to go to court for years about that. You know what I'm saying? They just put a lien on the property so I can't sell it or nothing like that. But my mama still stay in her house. But, you know, she need transportation, so I had to pull one out, and I had to go get old the cars that I had, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of that, like...
You have 1 minute remaining.
I may have to call right back.
But, yeah, let's do that.
As a,
yeah, as a matter of fact, we're coming to a break. So, Rallo, just go ahead. We'll end it now. Call me right back, and we'll get you on the other side of the break, okay?
All right. Give me 1 minute.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Okay, Rallo will call back. When you're in federal lockup, you have time frames that you can talk. You can't go beyond those time frames. So we'll make sure he calls right back. Interesting. Interesting. We got more. 404-892-2703. You're getting real with the realest man on radio.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. He's the mouth of the South.
No one man should have all that power.
Just keep it real.
Who gives you the real talk? Rashad Rich is on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. I'm here interviewing rapper Rallo. And Rallo, very popular rapper. Real name Terrell Davis, known professionally as Rallo. He has been charged by the feds, crimes related to drug trafficking. He is pleading not guilty to those charges. Rallo, thank you for remaining with us. Rallo, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. All right. Thank you for calling back. So right now, you've revealed to us that the feds hit all of your properties at the same time, not just the apartment complex. That's news to us. Let me ask you, do you feel that you have been unjustly targeted? Because when I look at your social media account, specifically your Instagram, it's almost as if you knew they were watching you.
I mean, I know they've been watching me for quite a bit of time, like for years or whatnot. And, you know, God gave me a gift. You know, he gave me a gift to lead. He gave me a good heart, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you got, like for example, even in here, like all the wardens and all the different people that's over the whole jail that never come to this jail or never come get an inmate, they come get me now. They just be watching people like me. Like the warden had said, he said he run across dudes like me like every 10 years. He been working in the prison system 36 years or whatnot. And it's just when he got people like me that come and help the community, you know, you can hang those type of people by hand. You got your Malcolm X, you got your Martin Luther King, you got numerous of people. You know what I'm saying? I turned all my wrong and I made it good. You know what I'm saying? I see what was going on in my hood, you know. I growed up around them with drugs and stuff all my life. And I turned my dad and made it good, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always had a heart. I never smoked. I never drunk a day in my life. And, you know, when you're doing good for the community, they don't like that. They don't like to see people buy stuff and look out for others. They don't like to see us at the dinner table eating together, dog. They don't like that. When you got that going on, they're coming for you. I don't care who you are.
Let me ask you about your life. Because you've alluded to it a little, but I want to know about your life. Tell us about it.
I mean, you know, I'm a Grady baby. You know, I'm an original Atlanta kid. You know what I'm saying? I was born in Grady Memorial Hospital. I'm from a neighborhood called The Bluff, when The Bluff was The Bluff. You know what I'm saying? I'm a 90s baby. I'm very young. And, you know, my mother, she was like 34, 35 when she had me. My pops, he was 52 years of age. You know what I'm saying? So I got an old soul. You know, my dad died at the age of 70 or whatnot. Him and I didn't ever have a relationship because at the time with him, me, my mother, you know, he was her sugar dad or whatnot, so it was about the money. So my mom was a drug dealer. My dad was a drug dealer, you know. My mom did drugs herself. You know, that's all I seen them doing, you know. I was raised in this one-bedroom house. My sister, as well as my other three sibling brothers, my grandmama, my daddy, you know, we had a one-bedroom shotgun house in the Bluff. I was raised there all my life, and, you know, all my friends was only crackheads, the drug users, you know, the heroin addicts and stuff like that. So I was born in it, you know what I'm saying? It was never a moment where I seen people have jobs. Nobody around me ever had a job.
You do a lot of work with young people. As a matter of fact, that was my introduction to you, was through your community service and through your action for young people, especially in Atlanta. Big Haroon and the Street Groomers all speak very highly of you. And you do a lot of great work, and they respect you tremendously. When I talk to young folks in schools around the A, man, they asking about Rallo. They want to know what's happening with Rallo. What inspired you to do that? Why do you work with youth?
I mean, when I was younger, when I was going to school every day, I never knew that people had their own room and things like that. Like, other kids had their own room, and I thought everybody had shared rooms with their siblings and their parents. I thought everybody parents sold drugs. You know, you only know the things that you see when you're that young. You smell me? So when I came up in the game and whatnot, I wanted to show people, like, look, that ain't what's going on everywhere. Like, it's another side. It's another world. You ain't got to be no drug dealer, dog. You ain't got to be. Everybody ain't got to be that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I personally tried my best to graduate from school. Like, I ain't stay with my mom. I had my own apartment when I was 13, 14 years old. I still woke up every morning and made sure I go to school. But, you know, the streets caught up with me. You know, I started getting arrested and things of that matter. So it kind of made it hard for me to go to school because I was behind 3-4 months after doing time in jail. And, like, I just didn't want that same thing to happen to no other child. You smell me? And if people looking up to me, like, I know how much power and influence I got over the community. And if I can lead them in the right direction, I think that's what I should do, because other rappers of my generation that was rapping at the time, they never told me it was wrong. They only told me, let's get it. Let's trap or die. They only told me to do that. So I want to trap or die. I want to let's get it. And if it's a rapper that's saying, nah, let's get it in another way, then if I can say that and I know my voice counts, I know I'm being heard, then I'm going to say it.
Who inspires you?
My biggest inspiration on life would have to be people like Young Jeezy, you know. He inspired me in the wrong way or whatnot, but he was a big inspiration on my life to get some money, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was my motivation. Gucci Mane, he inspired me, you know, when he got out of prison, and I seen how he did a 360 also with his wife and stuff like that. And I kind of wish that he could speak out more, you know what I'm saying? I just seen he changed his whole life, and if he can change it, then others can change it. A lot of people looked at it in a negative manner because, you know what I'm saying, they was raised off his negative energy or whatnot, but I seen the positive side of him. You smell me? I got to actually know him, you know what I'm saying, as a person.
Has this experience changed you in any way?
This experience changed me in the biggest way. You know, ain't nothing bigger than this. Ain't nothing bigger than the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Homeland Security, ATF. You know, after you seeing the people that monitor Donald Trump in your apartment complex, that's a big, huge eye-opener. After being in here with people that got hundreds of years for things that we do every day, like dudes on the block every day with a blunt in their mouth and a gun on their hip. They just don't know that one blunt in that gun to get you 7 years. Nobody ain't making it out of here to tell the people what's going on in here. And by the time the people make it out of here, they be old. Don't nobody know them. Don't nobody make it out of this. Like, that's why I bump my head every day and I get on my knees and I thank God for bringing me to that place, because I got a voice that everybody here. I'm going to be out there week. You know what I'm saying? I go to court Thursday. I got to bump him Thursday and Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? I can get out and tell the people what's going on, but me just can't tell nobody. Like, all the people that get in here don't get out of here.
I know our time is expiring, and I thank you. You've been very generous with the time.
Right.
There are many who are wondering, well, this is a young, obviously very successful person. How do you make your money? How did you become so successful?
I mean, you know, at this point, you know, we're going to give an example. I'm part of the hottest thing in America right now, you know. When I get out of jail, I'm going to be getting $56,000 a show. You smell me? I can do 10 shows and have $500,000. I always been a hustler. It ain't how much money you make, it's what you do with the money. After every show, I made sure I put money towards my apartment complex. After every feature that I did for $10,000, I made sure I put my money up. I always been a person that saved my money. I ain't got too many vices. My only vice is taking care of my people. And that's what y'all see a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you have a lot of people taking care of you. They're out there, man. Have you seen the people taking care of you outside of the federal building?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They pop up at every court. They all the news people trying to fire. They love me. Trying to fire even taking up for me. The police even took up for me. The person that investigated me all these years, he took up for me. He couldn't even, like, the DA couldn't even say nothing bad about me in the courthouse when he was talking. And that's the prosecutor. So, like, it ain't nobody said nothing bad about me, you know what I'm saying? But it's a blessing, and I promise to give back. As soon as I get out, I'm coming up. That'll do a fiscal interview with you.
Yeah. I'm ready for you to come and do the in-studio interview. You have a history of doing the right thing. And because of that, you have garnered tremendous favor with individuals in the community. Many people aren't concerned about the charges, because they know what you've done before those charges hit. Everybody's innocent until proven guilty, and I would definitely apply that to you. I know you got to go, Rallo. I appreciate you. We're going to be talking soon, okay?
All right. I appreciate it, too, brother. I can't wait to see you, man.
Same here, man. Keep your head up, homie.
So give me your prayers Thursday, man. I need all the prayers I can get Thursday.
You got it. All right, Rallo. 404-892-2703. Rapper Rallo, you're still getting real with the realest man on radio.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.